Well, it's always positive to get any equipment or any resources, but I mean, I think we should keep things in perspective. I presume that it's just a rollout of vehicles that are replacing vehicles that are taken out of service. So, you know, we see now a lot of times where there's a lot of spend and a lot of hype about just replacing what we always had or equipment that's necessarily coming into life. So, look, I don't want to be negative. It's great to see top quality cars, police spec. It's what our members call. But, of course, it's only going to the regional support unit, which is a regional unit, which is covering from Louth to Malin Head. And at the same time, we have the situation where our colleagues in Milford, in a district headquarters station, answering ordinary day-to-day policing calls, can't get an ordinary saloon car as their response vehicle. They've been told they're not getting a replacement for a Hyundai i40 that's been out of service for a couple of months. We're told we've been given too many vehicles up to date. Now we don't have a district car. So that's the context. So, look, it's don't be negative. Great to see the cars coming, but we need a lot more of them and a lot more investment.
Do you think it's a step in the right direction, though? Hopefully we might see more announcements like this in the near future, maybe.
Well, look, it's always a step in the right direction, but I suppose the devil's in the detail. I'd like to know, you know, it's all very good putting up a picture of five new cars, but if five old cars have been taken out of service, or even seven have been taken out of service, we don't know. You know, it's kind of always been portrayed that these are additional vehicles. The word additional is used, but we're only just regenerating and renewing what we've always done, just replacing what has come to us at the end of life, you know.